Alaska's Super Tuesday events infuse the state's Republican Party with new blood. Young voters registered in large numbers to vote in the 2012 presidential preference poll and to participate in district conventions. But as KSKA's Daisha Eaton reports, many are not feeling a warm welcome from party veterans, and some are even alleging rule-breaking in Super Tuesday's process.
Late last Tuesday night, Randy Redrick, the chair of the Alaska Republican Party, declared Mitt Romney as the winner in Alaska's presidential preference poll. Redrick says participation in Tuesday's events was high.
We know we're over 13,705, which is what we had 4 years ago. So we're going to wind up with a larger number of ballots cast.
But not everyone who participated is happy. Evan Cutler is the volunteer organizer for the grassroots group Alaskans for Ron Paul 2012, which has 650 or so members on Facebook. Cutler says Tuesday night his email inbox was overflowing with complaints.
We were receiving reports from a variety of people about different kinds of irregularities, like people complaining that they'd been turned away from the polls, even though they'd registered to vote.
District 18 encompasses all of downtown Anchorage and includes Bootleggers Cove, Government Hill, the South Addition, Fairview, and areas adjacent to Merrill Field. Conventions for six districts, including District 18, were held at the Alaska Shrine. That also happens to be Redrick's voting district.
What I was told happened in that district was that a certain number of people had shown up for Romney and a certain number of people had shown up for Ron Paul, all wanting to be delegates. And the people there realized that they didn't have a definite majority, and in order to keep Ron Paul people from being in the delegate slots, stalled the meeting and took time to call people on the phone and get them to participate remotely.
Rachel Drinkard is the entertainment editor at the Anchorage Press and a young Republican who got fired up by Ron Paul. She was at the District 18 convention and is one of the people alleging rule-breaking there.
I was really turned off by the way that we were treated and the conduct of the leadership of the Republican Party in Alaska.
Drinkard was so turned off that she wrote a letter to the editor at the paper where she works, which appeared last Thursday. Her main complaint, cronyism and old guard Republicans not following their own rules. Drinkard.
There was an attempt at proxy voting, which is strictly forbidden by Robert's Rules of Order, which they claim to follow. Then they had a botched attempt at desperate teleconferencing. Throughout this process, nobody could produce any rules that made what they were doing okay. Just by and large, I kind of got the feeling that we walked into an old boys club and they expected to carry on business as usual and seemed rather surprised when we took issue with it.
David Eastman says each of those things, if true, constitute clear violations of party rules. He's the chair for Region 3 of the Alaska Republican Party, representing Joint Base Elmendorf, Richardson, Eagle River, and the Matsu Valley.
In the 4 years that I've served on the State Central Committee, my experience, unfortunately, has been that the organization really does serve more like a club than an organization. Those that, are on the in that club, treated as such.
Eastman has served as the chairman of his district rules committee and as the chairman of the Matsu Valley Regional Convention Rules Committee. He's a rule expert. His impression of the process?
Unfortunately, some feel entitled that the vote should go their way regardless. And so if it doesn't, then they look for ways of making sure that it does.
State Senator John Coghill from District F, the North Pole area, has been involved with the Republican Party in Alaska for 15 or so years. He says he's challenged Redrick on ethics issues before, and this is not the first time Redrick has been accused of bending the rules to his advantage. According to the Department of Law, Redrick violated the Ethics Act in 2003 by using state resources for partisan political activity while serving in a state agency that regulates oil and gas development. Redrick admitted to some of those charges and paid a $12,000 fine. He also resigned from his position on the Oil and Gas Commission. Coghill says the new allegations are disheartening.
Randy is one that wants to control the meeting, so quite often he'll use the rules to his advantage. And if he misused them and put the Ron Paul people at a disadvantage because of that, then shame on him.
The offices of the Republican National Committee in Washington, D.C. were contacted for this story. RNC officials responded by email saying they hope the issue can be resolved in state and that proxy voting is not authorized during a district convention. Back in Alaska, Ron Paul organizer Evan Cutler says he's setting up an online forum for voters to document their experiences. Despite their concerns, both Cutler and Drinkard say they will be at the state Republican convention next month as alternate delegates, pushing for more transparency and a change in leadership in Alaska's Republican Party. Riedrich categorically denies the allegations that he broke any rules and insists the newcomers' complaints are just sour grapes.
In general, I was very pleased. We've probably gotten 5 favorable messages to every unfavorable message that we've received. Some of the unfavorable messages have been helpful in improving the process.
A monthly meeting of the Alaska Republican Party Executive Committee is scheduled for tonight, and Tuesday's process is expected to be discussed. District conventions are continuing throughout the state until March 24th. The state convention is scheduled to take place in Anchorage April 26th through the 28th. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.